he did get quite ill, where he was taking temperatures every other week, and he ended up in the Royal Victoria Hospital in A&E. And the consultant there said to my husband, had anybody said anything about the shape of the baby's head? And they'd done an x-ray, and the x-ray confirmed what they thought it was, which was cranioatosis, where the suture bones of the skull have fused together, which then the downside of that is that the growth of the skull can either slow down or it stops growing completely, but yet the baby's brain would still continue to grow, which can therefore then start to apply pressure to the child's brain.
And what age was Cameron when you got that diagnosis?
He was 13 months old, and we seen a consultant about 3 weeks later, and he confirmed after he had operated on my son that when he opened his skull, his brain just expanded. So to me, that was already starting to apply pressure to his brain.
He was 13 months old then, and up until now, he's been absolutely fine.
He has been absolutely fine. He was discharged from the hospital after various checkups. And then in February of this year, I discovered a risen lump on his head. And I attended my own GP, who had said to me if the lump didn't go away to come back, and he would have him referred. So the lump didn't go away, and I went back to the doctor in June, and the doctor referred him, which it was onto the urgent waiting list up at the Royal Victoria Hospital. And I was told I would get word, but I could wait up to 46 weeks for an appointment. I then have spoken to the Royal on two other occasions, and one was this week where they still couldn't confirm to me where he was on the urgent list, but informed me that there was patients that hadn't been seen from January, so that left me with no hope with my son when he was only referred in June. And the girl then proceeded to tell me that they see one urgent patient a fortnight, which is two urgent patients a month. So when I asked her when would my son be seen, I was confirmed that it would be of June 2012.
That will be a full year then since he was referred.
Yes, that will be a full year.
When you were told that he was on the urgent list, did you think things would happen a lot faster?
Yes, I did, because to me, urgent is when the child needs to be seen, and in the process, my child's head is starting to change shape. Nobody really knows if there's any damage being done in the interim of while my child's waiting to be seen by the Royal Victoria Hospital. It has been confirmed to me. He was in special needs all last year, but he was at the top end of the scale within his class. And it's been confirmed to me that he's now one of the weakest. So the child has dropped within his academic side of things within the school.
What are your worst fears as a family in terms of what's happening and what's wrong?
Well, our worst fears would be that while I'm waiting a year for my child to be seen, how bad is there any damage being done in the interim of this? And by the time he is seen in June, what shape will his head be? And also, will the situation have been made worse when if he had been made seen sooner, that it could have been dealt with a lot quicker and less, damage caused.
The statement that has come in from the Belfast Trust says that the current demand for appointments for both paediatric and adult neurosurgery is greater than current capacity. They say that they're sorry that any child should have to wait, but that they're working to try and fix it. Is that acceptable in your opinion?
No, I don't think it is acceptable, because now, because I can't avail of the service, now it's putting me in a position where I feel I might have to consider going paying private for to get my son the service that he should have been able to get through the National Health Service. And so it will put us in a position where we will struggle financially to get our son the healthcare that he requires, because at the end of the day, time is of the essence, especially with the condition that Cameron did suffer with. And also if, they can't handle the workload, I feel then that they should look at other options of possibly sending that child then across the water to Scotland, like York Hill in Glasgow, that specialises in children, or Oxford, which specialises in Cameron's condition, rather than making a child wait a year. Time is of the essence. We can't wait a year before he's seen.